The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Allowing a beautiful appreciation, gratitude to arise in our hearts now, having just taken some time to sing together, feeling the quality of good community that we're sitting in right now. In the suttas, the Buddha says, just as the dawn is the precursor of the rising of the sun, so good friendship is the precursor to the arising of the seven factors of awakening, these beautiful qualities of the heart. Appreciating how just being in the room together highlights and strengthens the beautiful and wholesome qualities of this heart, this mind. Feeling the support to connect with this life, this body, things as they are here and now. And of course, we can begin in a very simple, straightforward way while breathing in, willing to be sensitive to the body just as it is. And while breathing out, a willingness to include, a willingness to be intimate with the body, just as it is. Breathing in whole body awareness, breathing out whole body awareness. So in a sense, we're saying yes, the body's like this now. With a real emphasis on being relaxed and soft and receptive. The mind is already sensitive, already exposed, vulnerable to the body, to the way it is in the body. So we're resting back in that intimacy of the heart knowing the body, the heart being sensitive to the body. Breathing in, appreciating the sensitivity. Breathing out, remembering to relax, to trust. Again, again, and again. Simply acknowledge the distractions if and when they arise without judgment. Sometimes the mind thinks. Sometimes the mind is seduced by the thinking, gets lost in it for a while. Sometimes in being lost in the thinking, a whole full-blown drama with emotion and strong feelings gets set in motion. And that's just how it is sometimes. But eventually, mindfulness will reemerge and notice that it's like this now. Having been thinking, having been caught in this reactive pattern. Now it's like this here in the body and mind, in the heart. It's like this. So that's that return to mindfulness with forgiveness, with understanding that sometimes it's like this. And then we go back to the training, breathing in, sensitive to the whole body. Breathing out, appreciating that wise intimacy. And then simply in the context of being intimate with the breath and the sensations of the body and the distractions that arise at times. In this context, it's quite healing and beautiful to recognize the seven factors of awakening, however well developed they might be in any moment. So we'll begin by simply noticing this quality of sati, mindfulness. The mind being interested in the present moment, interested in things as they are. This quality of tracking the present moment, things as they are. Notice what feeds mindfulness. Notice what weakens it. And generally, the real support for this continuity of mindfulness is seeing it as a great protector. Being intimate, being continuously connected, connecting, is to be safe. No surprises, because the mind is awake. And with that continuity of mindfulness, the second factor of awakening, Dhamma Vichaya, which is investigation, or the investigation of the law, investigation of the qualities, the lawful unfolding, how suffering unfolds at times, or the release from stress unfolds at other times. So the mind is actually interested in the causes for stress and the causes for the release of stress. How the heart gets bound up, how the heart becomes unbound in the most ordinary ways, simple ways. Getting a little tight, things loosening up, opening up. So the interest, the willingness to investigate arises naturally when there's enough continuity of mindfulness. There's a realization that it really matters that I'm setting emotion stress right now, or I'm setting emotion a release from that stress right now. What is it? And of course, one of the things this very simple investigation reveals is that the quality of love, of generosity, kindness, forgiveness, patience, quality of renunciation or letting go, that these beautiful, wholesome qualities or intentions, when they're present, stress releases. When the opposite of these qualities are present, like striving or greediness, fear, then the heart gets tight, bound up. See if your interest, your investigation is revealing the same thing. So, for example, see if it's possible to sustain this continuity of mindfulness, but with the intention of kindness or a real sense of care. And if you can bring that wholesome quality to mind, then notice how the aversion's working. What is it setting in motion? That's how investigation works. Just noticing the law that when there's kindness, for example, things loosen up, free up. And when there's aversion or some kind of controlling tendency, things tighten up, they get bound up. This is the law. So investigation means seeing or experiencing the law directly, immediately, right here in the mind and heart. the more that the simple quality of investigation reveals what works. For example, that relating with kindness allows the heart to relax and open up. Then a powerful quality of energy begins to arise in the heart and mind. Great persistence. And it makes sense. The mind, the heart sees what works, and then it's inspired to really follow through. I'm really going to continue to relate in a kind and patient and forgiving way because it works. I'm not going to forget this. I'm going to persist in this way, being relating in this way, because it works. And this is the third factor of awakening, persistence or energy or effort. So again, the persistence is not wanting to forget what the mind sees works. So if the mind has seen what works, of course it's going to want to keep it in mind. Kindness works. Letting go works. Patience and forgiveness works in the sense of it leads to release, to a deepening ease. And with enough persistence, noticing rapture or joy, pitti, everything moving more and more freely, the free movement of body and mind, which is experienced as a kind of rapture or joy. And you'll notice that we never leave behind the earlier factors. There's still the continuity of mindfulness, still this ongoing investigation, so that if the heart is relating with kindness, it's the investigation sees that it works, that things are opening up, the heart is opening up, it's releasing, it's becoming lighter, more free. There's a real committed persistence, not wanting to forget how this all works, and a greater quality of joy, a lightness, buoyancy of the heart. A lightness that is both energetic in the sense of the absence of weight, but also light in terms of brightness of the body and mind. Sensing, appreciating the quality of piti. joy. As if in a very subtle, simple way, the mind, every cell of the body had a pleasant smile. Really appreciating the joy, connecting, sustaining, letting it in. And noticing how it naturally supports the recognition of tranquility, pasadi. Sense of composure. The heart being stable, content, grounded. Contented in the sense of not needing things to be different than they are right now. Content to be here now. Things like this, just as they are. And sensing the very real ease in the body, in the heart. The ease of tranquility. And as you appreciate the tranquility, begin to recognize the samadhi, this unification, the mind coming together. Experienced as a kind of wholeness or a non-scatteredness of the mind and heart. Even sometimes experiences a kind of solidity, be willing to rest in the stillness, in the solidity, in the unity of the heart. Notice how beautiful, how pleasant it can be. perhaps even unshakable. And the more still, the more settled the samadhi, the concentration, craving becomes more faint and eventually drops away, at least temporarily, drops away out of the mind. And this great equanimity, impartiality arises in its place. For the heart doesn't need anything from the world of experience. It doesn't have craving. It's equanimous. Because of the inner wholeness and stillness and peace, the mind is immune from liking and disliking. The heart is simply willing to let things unfold as they do now. It feels protected by the unity, the samadhi, willing to let the world be the world. In this moment, neither for nor against the sensations in the body, neither for nor against the sounds, the thoughts, or anything that's coming and going.